Chairs No Waiting, episode number 336, Mountain Omens and Superstitions. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. They got some great new Mayberry things. If you're listening to this live or any time in 2015, the brand new 2016 Mayberry calendar, the Andrew Griffith Show calendar, is there at Weaver's. Head over to Weaver's and pick up a copy. You won't regret it. Weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And I want to thank you for your support. And thank you to the Mayberry Band for their wonderful rendition of our theme song, Stars and Stripes Forever. Who can ever hear enough of that? All right, folks, this week we are going to be talking about songs and omens, omens and superstitions. So it's called Mountain Omens and Superstitions. It's episode number 336. Wow, episode 335 was about Myers Lake, and I heard from a lot of you about that. Even had one person tell me that they had driven by there and had seen it for the first time, as realizing that that's where Andy and Opie had walked. So that's exciting to me to get an email like that, that folks can actually find a little bit of Mayberry around their life. All right, folks, so let's get into this. Now, we know about the Darling family. Everybody knows about them, and that they, they're always, I don't know, what do you say, superstitious? You know, people like them, they buy into that. Is what I believe Andy or some of the guys talked about at some point. So let's get into some of the mountain folklore that we know about. Get a little background music. Oh, that's good background music. All right, so let's talk about this one. This one's from The Jinx, the episode from The Jinx. And this one is, it's bad luck. It's bad luck to look over the shoulder of a man playing checkers. Did y'all know that? So don't do that. Don't do that. You know, I know Barney wouldn't like it. Okay, according to Barney's grandmother, her book, Signs, Omens, and Portents, and Charms to Ward Off Bad Luck, that book, rub the head of a redhead man to ensure good luck. If a man cannot be found, a boy will do. Oh, that's good to know. You know, since we are talking about luck and bad luck and stuff, I thought it would just be safe for us to just at one point go through this. I want to take your right arm, hold it over your head, and stretch it over from your right arm over to your left ear and grab your left earlobe. You know, and close your eyes unless you're driving or something. Don't do that. Okay, if you're driving, don't do that. All right, so you're holding your earlobe. All right, so repeat after me. Winkum plinkum nodimus rex. Protect us all from the man with the hex. All right. Repeat as needed to ward off hexes. All right. So remember that one. That's always a good one. You never know when somebody's going to be bad luck around you or something. All right. Now, we also, of course, now this is not really an omen, I guess, or it's maybe not even a superstition. This is a Barney. He thought up this one. And Andy called it the biggest crock of nothing he had ever heard. But did you know that there are atmospheric rays that control bodily motions? If a person containing a negative gets between you and these rays, that person can create static that jars any successful motion into an unsuccessful motion, just thus jinxing you. There you go. It's scientific fact. There you go. That is so true. Now, these are mountain omens and superstitions. All right, so just a few more from the actual Andy Griffith Show. And I've got even more. I've got a lot of these. So you guys are going to be well-versed in protection and ways of getting good luck and all kinds of things after this podcast. All right, so if you need to get a divorce, I'm going to give you the proceedings. You bury a beak of an owl, 4 tail feathers from a chicken hawk, a piece of bacon, a broken comb, and you bury that under an old oak tree and say the incantation over them. Okay, got to say that. The items must stay buried until a new moon. Okay. I don't have the incant right here. I didn't write that down. I should have written down the incantation. But you know, I don't want y'all getting a divorce, so I'm not going to tell you. If you want to know, you're going to have to figure that out for yourself, because you shouldn't be getting divorced. If you can help it, you shouldn't do it. Okay? Don't get divorced if you can help it. You know, sometimes you just can't help it because your husband goes out in the woods, you know, holler and flinch and all kind of stuff. And, you know, things like that happen. All right. Did you know if you put a willow chip under a dog's head while it's dreaming and then put that under your own pillow, you'll have the same dream? I didn't know that. If a rider dressed in black riding east to west on a white horse in the light of a full moon passes a bridegroom, and the bridegroom, the bridegroom and the union are cursed. Ooh. Don't know how much that happens, actually. You know, full black dressed rider and a white horse going east to west. But sometimes they go north and south. And if they wear a ruby ring while riding the horse, you know, it'll go mad. You knew that. Don't be wearing a ruby ring. I got this book right here from Barney. I know it's truth. So be careful. All right. You know, now, just telling you how serious this is, if you'll remember when Barney, he didn't mail that lucky letter. And I got a list of here of things that happened to him. He ran his head into the courthouse door because he didn't mail it. You know, he didn't mail that letter. He nicked himself shaving. He nearly walked in front of a truck that was coming to a screeching halt right on his foot. Remember that? It's right on his foot. You're on my foot? Yeah, that one. He ran into a parked car behind the squad car by going accidentally in reverse. Remember him doing that? Yeah, this is all because he didn't mail that letter. You got to be careful with these omens, I'm telling you, and superstitions. Let's see, what else happened to him? He started a fight with Thelma Lou over plans to meet Edgar Coleman to repair hymn books. Yeah, gluing them back on the hymn books, the covers. He got his foot stuck in a bucket at the dump while he was searching for the chain letter that caused him all this grief. Now, Floyd, if you remember, he did mail his letter. And what happened to him? First thing in the morning, a traveling fertilizer salesman gave him a dollar tip right after he mailed it. That's right. Yeah, and Goober, he mailed his as well. He had three flat tires that week, you know, right after that. He hadn't had a three flat tire week in I don't know how long. So you got to be careful. Got to be careful. If you're looking for a bride and you see an owl that day, the next female you see will steal your heart right away. There you go. If you're looking for a bride, the omen of the owl. There it is. Yeah, the only way to get out of that is if you see a second owl in the daytime. Yeah, it's the only way to get out of it. All right, folks, that's just some of the things. Now, there's a lot more, and we've still got time. Oh, we've got time, so I want to tell you a bunch of these. These are important things to know, and I don't know if your mom and dad told you these things or not, but these are things that people know. All right, here you go. This is about healing. If you get hurt or something, this will help you. So write these down. If you scratch yourself with a nail, rub it in grease and throw it in a fire. Yep, that'll keep you from getting any kind of, you know, tetanus or anything, I guess. Yeah, don't take any chances. You know, if you scratch yourself with that nail, you rub it in the, now you rub the grease in the nail, not your finger or something. You know, you rub it and throw it in the fire. You don't throw your whatever part got scratched. Don't misinterpret. It's dangerous. All right. One cure for hiccups is to tickle your nose with a feather. Can you tickle your nose? I guess somebody else have to tickle your nose. But that's a cure for hiccups. If you do that for, you know, I don't know, an hour, they'll quit hiccuping eventually. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, eating parched corn or parched coffee will cure stomach ailments. You know, I think that's actually, I've done that one. All right, that's eating parched corn or parched coffee. That'll cure stomach ailments. To get rid of warts, you know this one, if you got a wart or anything on your finger, Get rid of warts. You carve one notch on a stick for every wart you have. You bury or hide the stick, and then all the warts, they'll go away. They'll just get drawn away from you. You do that. Okay? There you go. To stop bleeding from a wound, if you get bleeding, you apply some chimney soot. You put some soot on there. I'm sure that's good. I'm just telling you, these are, I looked these up. These are legitimate Appalachian remedies and stuff. Okay? All right, for healing, let's do a couple more here. Don't let birds gather in your hair for nesting material. Don't let them, gather your hair. Don't let birds gather your hair for nesting materials or you'll go crazy. I heard about this. And bats, if they lay eggs in your hair, you'll go crazy too. I'm almost sure I've heard that one. All right, for a toothache, you rub a splinter around the gum until it draws blood. Woo. And then drive the splinter into a tree and the toothache will go away. Huh. That's a good one. I might have to remember that one. All right. You put a handful of salt on your head and that'll cure a headache. See, you guys, you listen to this podcast, you think it's all just for fun and games, but this here is important stuff. All right, so that's let's skip on down here. Look at some stuff about luck. I know we all need luck. All right, so here's some things that are lucky. Now, some of these you probably knew. Eating black-eyed peas on New Year's Day is good luck. I knew that one. I knew that. You got to eat some collard greens or something, too, for getting money. All right, so eating black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. Remember that come New Year's Day. All right. Always lend salt. If you give it away, you'll have bad luck. Oh, I didn't know that. That explains a lot of stuff to me. I've been just giving those little packs of salt to people if they ask me. You lend it. They're supposed to give it back. So lend it. Don't give it away or you'll have bad luck. All right. If you tell a dream before breakfast, it won't come true. Yep. Oh, I've heard that one. It's bad luck to sew on Saturday unless you finish the job. So if you're sewing, a dress or something or some clothes, it's bad luck to sew on Saturday unless you finish up the job. Finish it completely. If you dream about muddy water, you'll have bad luck. Now, how do you keep from doing that? how does that? Now I'm going to be dreaming about muddy water tonight. Probably Mississippi River or something. All right, let's go to the next one here. It's bad luck to look in the mirror at midnight. Now, I didn't know that one. Oof. It's bad luck to look in the mirror at midnight. I'm not going to do that anymore. All right, if a cricket chirps in your fireplace, you'll have good luck. That's good. So you need to get some crickets and put them in your fireplace. See? You learn stuff here. Learn stuff. All right, it's bad luck to pass somebody on the stairs. I did not know that. All right, let's do another one for some luck here. The third person to light a cigarette from the same match will have bad luck. You know, I have heard that before. Luckily, I don't smoke, so I don't have to worry about that, but I've heard that. Let's go another one here because I don't smoke, so let's see what's the next one. It's bad luck to put shoes back in the box before wearing them. It's bad luck to put shoes back in the box before wearing them. That's a good one. Didn't know that. All right, so that's some luck. I've given you some luck. Now this is the one. I know you folks are going to like this. This is about love. Okay, these are omens and superstitions about love. All right? This is a good one right here. I read it earlier. Break a coin, I guess you break a quarter or a coin, under the new moon and sew half of it in the clothes of the person you're after, and that person will fall in love with you. That explains it. Yep. I always wondered how I got Jan. All right. That's a good one to know, though. I may have to tell my son about this one. All right. If your lover is going out to cheat on you, well, if you knew that, that's already bad luck. If your lover is going out to cheat on you, sprinkle salt in the path, and the lover will turn around and come back. There you are. You know, I think if you know your spouse or is going out to cheat on you, you know, just I think y'all just hit them with a stick or something, actually. But anyway, never hit your grandma with a big stick, though. All right, next up. If two people put spoons in a cup at the same time, they will be married. I guess you do that if you're eating ice cream, maybe. Because I don't usually, you know, eat other things out of a cup with a spoon. All right, so if you put them in there at the same time, you'll get married. Be careful, you single guys out there. If you don't want that to happen, watch them girls trying to throw them throw them spoons in your cup or something. All right. If you dream about death, it's a sign that a wedding is near. Okay, that's terrible. So if you dream about death, it's a sign a wedding is near. Oh, my goodness. I'm not saying anything about weddings. I didn't say this. This is an omen. All right, next one. I'm not commenting. No. All right, strike a match and hold it upside down. If it burns to the end, it means your mate loves you truly. It also means your finger's going to get burned, just so you know that. Okay? Strike a match and hold it upside down. That looks, you're going to hold it with, it's going to burn you. If it burns all the way then, it means your mate loves you truly. Well, you can't win that one. All right, let's look at the next one here. This is another one about a mirror. If you look in the mirror held over a spring, you'll see the face of the person you'll marry. Oh. Ooh. That's a good one. I never knew that one. Let's see. I don't think I want to read this one about death. We don't want to read that one. Nope. I don't want to read this one. These are bad. I'm not reading that one. What about spirits? Huh. Here we go. To ward off spells, wear a rabbit's foot around your neck. There you go. That must be where that came from, about him being lucky. There you go. Ward off spells, wear a rabbit's foot around your neck. All right. To make a death charm. What? I don't want to read. Shave a little wax figure and put the victim's hair in it. And then put the figure in a fire. This is like evil stuff. I don't like that. To break the spell, carry drinking water across a running stream. Oh, okay. So there's the good part. So if somebody has made a death charm for you in the shape of a little figure, looks like you used your hair, then you get you some drinking water and carry it across a running stream. And then you're safe. That clears it. Whew. I was worried for a second about that one. Oh, here, I didn't know this. This is why you put horseshoes upside down. A horseshoe hung up over a door keeps witches and evil spirits away. There you go. That's why you put them over your door. All right. If you want to keep a witch out of your house, let me write that one down because I do. Lay a broom across the doorstep. Well, that's because she was supposed to be riding it. How's she going to get there? So if you want to keep a witch out of your house, lay a broom across the doorstep. Now, these are real. I'm not making these up. Okay, to kill a witch. Is this a problem? I'm kind of getting a little concerned about this. To kill a witch, carve a heart in a tree, drive a nail in the tree, giving it a tap every morning. So, okay, so you carve a heart into the tree and you drive a nail into it. Then every morning for 9 days, you go and tap it. And on the 9th morning, you drive it all the way in. That's how you kill a witch. I don't know any. I can't really try that. But if Harry Potter or one of those people come around, I know what to do now. All right. Let's see here. To keep ghosts away. Now, this one might be interesting. Put salt on the fire or carry the left hind foot of a graveyard rabbit. Huh. So to keep ghosts away, you put salt on the fire. That seems like the easiest one to me. Because I don't know where I'm going to find the left hind foot of a graveyard rabbit. All right, and the last one here is a snakeskin bag with toad eyes inside will ward off ghosts. So if you have a snakeskin bag with some toad eyes, inside it, they'll ward off ghosts. All right, well, let's get out of that scary one. I don't like that one. Let's go some weather. This is the last one. So everybody's always talking about the weather. So let's hear this one. Red skies at sunrise means rain within 24 hours. That is a true statement. That works. Red sky at sunrise means rain within 24 hours. It's pretty likely. Dew on the grass means a dry day. I didn't know that. If it rains on Monday, it will rain all through the week. There you go. Folks, I am just, your education is going up. You know, science. Let's say if your nose itches, it's a sign of rain. When a rooster crows at night, expect rain the next day. There you go. If a frog croaks at 12 o'clock, it's a sign of rain. So is that midnight or? I'm not sure. I guess I'll just assume it's going to rain if it's at 12 o'clock, either night or day. If you see enough blue sky to patch a jacket, the rain is passing. I don't even understand that one. If you see enough blue sky to patch a jacket, the rain is passing. Well, yeah, it's not raining anymore if you're seeing that much. I don't know how you patch a jacket anyway. All right, red sky at night means windy weather. A pinching crawdad, will hold on until it hears thunder. No, that's not true. Mm-mm. They let go. All right. There will be winter snow for every August fog. Now, how are you going to remember? I'm not going to be able to remember that one. So try that. August is coming up. Every time it's foggy in August, it's supposed to snow that many times in the winter. All right. Thunder in February means frost in May. And finally, lots of nuts and berries means winter will be severe. So there you go, folks. There you go. There's a whole bunch of great-looking omens and superstitions. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that and learned something from it because, you know, you just don't get that kind of information very many places. And I want to thank the Darlings for providing so much of that. Folks, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope they were useful to you. It's fun to do. Anyway, you need to be going around and quoting those things to people. They'll love it. All right, folks. Hey, I want to thank you guys for all your emails and conversation about our last podcast, and I would love to hear from you about this one as well. So I want you to head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave some comments there. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imaberry.com. All those ways are great for you to get in touch with me, and I love to hear from you. I hope you'll be able to make it to the Mayberry Meetup. You can head over to facebook.com/twochairs, and there's information there about the upcoming meetup in Mount Airy in the weekend of the 17th of July, 2015. Hope you'll be there, and we got about 30 folks coming. Until next time, folks, we'll see you here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Bye, guys.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.